Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Yes, it is the new year and it is still Christmas. A lot of times Catholics question whether they should celebrate secular holidays. And I say, when it comes to New Year's resolutions, 100% yes. Any opportunity that we have to examine our lives, see where we can be doing better and make resolutions to be better, we should take advantage of that and we should do it regularly. So in this video, I'm going to give you tips on how to make a good resolution, just good resolutions in general, and how to keep them. A lot of times we make resolutions and fail. And if you fail, at least you tried. It's better than nothing. And then I'm going to give you 7 great resolutions that you can make at New Year, at Lent, at Advent, or any other opportunity where you have a chance to reflect on your life. I'm also going to share with you 2 New Year's resolutions that I've made. And then in the end, I'd like to hear in the comment section, what are your resolutions? What is a good resolution? A good resolution is something that helps you be better. It's also something that is practical. So your resolution should be something that you can reasonably achieve. You also need to have a good why. If it was something that was easy, you'd already be able to do it. So if you're going to be pushing yourself, you're going to be stretching yourself, you need to have a good why. So whenever you make a resolution, am I going to do this for the salvation of somebody's soul? Am I going to do this because somebody else in my life needs me to be better? And you need to have that firmly rooted in your mind and in your heart. Also, write your resolutions down and tell somebody so that you have some form of accountability. Most importantly, if you want to be able to keep a resolution, whether that be for your health, whether that be spiritually, whether that be the way you treat somebody, if you want to keep a resolution, deep down inside, you have to firmly believe that it's God's will. Before you make any life-changing resolutions, I encourage you to go to the Blessed Sacrament and to pray the Rosary. The best place to make any life-changing decisions is before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, praying the Rosary, and ideally doing both. Don't just make life choices based off of a whim. You want to make sure that this is something that you firmly believe is God's will, because if you have God supporting you, you're more likely to complete it. Now, I'm going to share with you 2 of my New Year's resolutions, and then I'm going to get into 7 different things that you can choose from. But of course, although these are good ideas, take them to prayer. So my first resolution, my first 2 resolutions, I call them 5 to 5. I got this in prayer. So the first resolution that I recommend to you is have a wake-up time, a heroic minute. My heroic minute, my wake-up time is going to be 5 a.m. This is something that I've prayed about, that deep in my conscience, I believe that God wants. 5 a.m. works for me. That might not work for you. Why 5 a.m.? I feel like Our Lady was saying, in order to do what you got to get done. So for me, I wake up at 5 a.m., my shoulders come off the bed, then I sit up, then I get on my knees and I pray my first rosary. So from 5 to 5:25, I'm praying a rosary. From 5:30 to 6, I'm going to do some exercises. At 6 a.m., I wake up my son, then I get myself ready for the day, and I could go on and on of why. But I want you to see that different people have different wake-up times. If you feel like God is calling you to do a heroic minute, which I think is something that's very important, and I have an entire video dedicated to it, then you need to pray about what time. So for me, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m., wake up, no excuses, doesn't matter what time I went to bed, because I got to start right. I got to start my day with the Blessed Virgin Mary in prayer. So tip number one, recommendation number one, is have a heroic minute, but make sure it's something that you pray about. Tip number 2, my second 5 to 5, is I am not going to eat until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Why? This is called intermittent fasting. We need to control our appetites. Again, all of these recommendations, I have a video on that I will link in the description section. This is not enough information for you to do intermittent fasting. So for me, I am not going to eat no matter what, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Now, if, of course, there's some act of charity, it's somebody's birthday, and I'm the only person around who will eat with them, of course, I will offer that sacrifice. I will say, okay, I'm going to eat with Jesus. This person needs me to be Jesus in their life. But for myself, I won't make any excuses. Intermittent fasting is something that should not be taken lightly. Watch the entire video if you feel like this is something for you. The third tip I have for you. So far, we've done things that are mortification. Waking up immediately upon rising when the alarm goes off. Not eating to a certain point or limiting some aspect of food intake. The third thing is spiritual reading. Saint Jose Maria Escrivá would say, do not neglect your spiritual reading because spiritual reading has made many saints. There's a saying, you cannot make others hot if you are cold. Well, where do we go for the heat? We go to Jesus Christ, of course, but who let Jesus live in their life more than anybody else? The saints. So perhaps you can make a resolution to read 15 minutes of spiritual reading before bed every night, maybe just reading a chapter from the gospel, who is fire itself, Jesus Christ. So spiritual reading. The next four tips, they go together. So tip number four, or recommendation number four, to have a healthy, holy, spiritually nourishing new year is go to confession. But don't just go to confession once a year, but go to confession frequently, regularly. Most people suffer because they don't make a regular confession once every 2 weeks, once every month, no less than once a month. I have a video on this, on the frequency of confession, but I'm going to put out a new one very shortly. So subscribe on the great value and benefit of regular and frequent confession. Number four, the first letter is C for confession, A, adoration. Now, we go to Mass and we receive Jesus in Holy Communion, but because He looks like a piece of bread, it is easy for me to forget that I am not receiving a something, I am receiving a somebody. So adoration of the Blessed Sacrament is going to be key to reminding ourselves, to opening our souls up to the power of Jesus's real presence in the Most Holy Eucharist. So go to the Blessed Sacrament, again, before making any of these resolutions, because Jesus is really there, and say, Lord, what is it that you would like me to do? Would you like me to visit you maybe 5 minutes a day? Would you like me to visit you once a week for an hour? How often would you like me to visit you? We should all be visiting Jesus regularly. That means on a schedule where we have a relationship, not just when it feels good. But again, this is our Lord Jesus Christ. We should go to Him frequently, regularly. But the key is here, ask Him how frequently, how regularly. Why is that so important? Because then you will have His support. If we just pick resolutions that are not the will of God, well, one, what is holiness? It's union with God, doing His will. But we can know God most intimately by being in His presence in the Adoration Chapel. The third letter of care, C-A-R, is praying the Rosary. Our Lady of Fatima asked us to pray the Rosary every single day. Our Lady is a critical part in the spiritual life. She is not just an extra devotion. She is intrinsic to bringing Jesus Christ into the world and into our souls. She's a mediatrix of all grace. If you haven't seen any of my videos, I will link some, just some. I make so many videos on the Virgin Mary, but you got to be praying at least one rosary every day. But again, pray, ask the Lord, ask the Blessed Mother, Blessed Mother, how many rosaries should I be praying every day? How many do you want me to pray? Discern this. Pray with this. We forget God speaks to us. One of the beauties of being a Catholic, being in the state of grace, is that you're a temple of the Holy Spirit. You have a conscience, which the Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us that the prudent man can hear God speaking, that the conscience, the well-formed conscience, is the aboriginal vicar of Christ who speaks to the soul. Catechism of the Catholic Church, I'm not making this stuff up. Ask God how many rosaries. And then finally, the greatest thing that we can do is receive Holy Communion. This is my last tip for you. E, Eucharist. Lord, how often do you want me to receive Holy Communion? How often do you want me to go to Mass? Should I go to Mass more than just on Sunday? Ask. These divine helps are going to be what's going to give you the grace to be a better father, to be a better mother, to be a better friend, to be a better priest. All of these things we need to take to prayer, but it's not just about us. I was just talking to somebody this morning about how cruel the culture is to our children, how cruel it is to families trying to separate us with vice, with disorder, with sin. We need to make family resolutions. As a family, how am I doing the new year? How am I doing as a family? Encourage your children to make New Year's resolutions. Take your children to the chapel and say, my son, my daughter, let us pray and ask the Lord What kind of resolutions? Now, of course, you can give them suggestions. What are some good suggestions for children? Try and pray a rosary on your own throughout the day. Just 5 decades, on your own. Take up prayer in your own life. What is another good resolution for children? Maybe they're so young. Hey, I recommend to you, carry a rosary in your pocket everywhere you go. That's an easy resolution. Makes it more likely that you're going to pray the rosary. It reminds you of Our Lady. It kind of guarantees a sense of Our Lady is going to be brought to mind. I have videos on parenting. It's very important that we take our responsibilities as parents very seriously. We are responsible for their souls. So many parents, they give their children cell phones, access to the internet unchecked. And then they wonder, where did I lose my child? How did I lose my child? They're saying things, they're doing things on TikTok. I just found out about it. Hey, you gave them open access to the devil. You trusted that they have no concupiscence. When adults have difficulty with a cell phone, how can you just hand this over to a child? Then you have Hollywood just infiltrating their minds. New year, new you is the saying. But it's going to be the same you unless you make new habits. You are the sum of your habits. Your year is going to be the same. Yeah, some people have said that 2020, 2021, worst years of their life. And I can understand why, because there are circumstances you cannot control. But at the end of the day, you've got to make a decision to be a better person. And you cannot be a better person without better habits. Good habits make virtues. They make you a virtuous person, and you can control what you can control, and that is only your behavior. So you got to take this very seriously. Go to the Lord. What's another reason why we go to the Lord? Humility. If we say, I am going to fast, I am going to be tough, I am going to be better, I, our Lord will not help us succeed unless we have humility. So all of these resolutions, if they're God's will, we pray and we say, God, Blessed Mother, please help me. Help me to wake up at 5 a.m. Help me not to eat the food that's in the lounge of my work. Blessed Mother, help me to go and do my weekly holy hour or whatever it is that you've resolved to do. I would love to hear, what are your New Year's resolutions? Put them in the comment section below. God bless you, God love you, and we'll see you very soon.